What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Life comes at you fast. Ravens have two more preseason games, and then it gets kicked off for real. Let's talk some football now as we head up to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Cynthia Freeland from NFL Network, IA Hall of Famer, joins us. And Cynthia, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So anything stand out to you? Ravens beat the Colts Thursday night. Anything stand out to you from the Ravens on Thursday?
I mean, I'm not going to pretend that the preseason game tells me much, but I will say watching kind of the flow of, you know, a lot of times the things that you look for are like weird penalties, not normal penalties, and a normal preseason penalty would be like a false start or illegal formation or something normal. There were none, right? Like there nothing crazy, nothing like it was boring. And I say that in a good way, right? You want things to be pretty boring.
How much this time of year do you have to remind yourself that, like, okay, this isn't like really, really real, you know, because we've had no football forever, and now we're getting these weekends of inventory of it, and it's hard not to pay attention to it. And it involves players who, you know, are going to play key roles in games that matter. But there is so much about this that doesn't translate to the regular season. Like, how do you even apply it to your models for players? And I'm guessing you don't really apply it for teams en masse, right?
No, I mean, there's some things that will that, like, for the Ravens, it's cool to see that the kicker is great. Like, great. Like, I don't mean to like downplay any of it, because it's so exciting to be back. And if you get a chance to go to a preseason game, it's affordable. You can eat the great food. Like, I actually love preseason games because I love the stories for position battles. I do really enjoy them. It's just not the same. You know, it's not about, like, this is a little less about, like, you know, has fewer direct implications on who's going to win the Super Bowl than other things. But, you know, most teams have about 37 of their roster spots kind of solidified. So it's a very back end of your roster that you're really looking at, some teams more than others. But, you know, I'm looking at new wrinkles and folds that might be added. I'm curious, now that Dean Pease is gone, how does the transition with a few new, like, kind of maybe procedures on the defense, stuff like that. I find that stuff to be fascinating, and like who looks very uncomfortable on the sideline. I know that sounds crazy, but sometimes that's a good, like, you hearken back to that end of season, like, yeah, they haven't looked comfortable since preseason. Like, that could be interesting. I love watching O-lines play, and, like, you know, when the ones for teams go, it's good to see kind of, okay, this receiver seems to be moving up the depth chart or not, whatever. Like, but there's really not a lot to glean off of it, except for some of those position battles that do become key, because we know that the rotation of the roster really does matter, especially later in the season. So communication, no weird stuff, no injuries, thank God. You know, we'll put our hands together, and I don't want anyone on any team to get injured. So, you know, those types of things are really what I'm looking for most.
Cynthia, we were just talking prior to the break about this loaded Ravens secondary. Just how much fun could Zach Orr have with this group, considering how deep it is, how talented it is? You have multiple guys that can play inside. And we brought up the possibility, in a lot of packages, could you see an extra DB on the field alongside Roquan Smith instead of a traditional inside linebacker?
Absolutely. I mean, and I think you will sometimes and you won't sometimes. And then if we've seen something halfway through the season, it could look a little different then too, because depth, especially in the secondary, is rare. And it's funny because, you know, you see, you know, wide receivers getting paid more than defensive backs, right? More than corners. And it's almost funny because the scarcity rules are sort of backwards on that. There are fewer excellent corners than there are really, really productive wide receivers. So I think the math is wrong on that. And that's where, of course, the Ravens, who are impeccable with the way that they have handled and do handle their cap, no wonder they have these assets that other teams are very light on, because they saw an area in the marketplace where they're buying stocks at a lower price than other people, and they'll be able to sell them higher. It's just the Ravens yet again being brilliant.
We're talking with Cynthia Freeland, Inside Access here on The Fan. Cynthia, let's go around the NFL and Matthew Stafford with the Rams. The Rams, I would think, consider themselves a Super Bowl contender, but they need their quarterback. He is yet to practice. They seem to continue to say there's nothing to see here. Are you getting concerned about Stafford?
Heck yes. I love Matthew Stafford. I think he's probably the most underrated current quarterback playing. But I, you know, Father Time being undefeated is an annoying statement, but it's also true. And when you're starting to be not the youngest cat on the field and your back hurts before it starts, no matter what the direct terminology or, you know, I'm not a doctor, I don't diagnose things like that, but I, you know, discs in spines, that usually doesn't end well, right? Like, so I'm starting to get concerned for sure, because a lot of the things we saw last season were, as soon as they had some O-line issues, especially early last season, it was a lot of Matthew Stafford taking some big hits. And if your back hurts and you then get hit big, doesn't feel like that ends well. It's not a story that we want to hear.
I, again, same caveat I just issued. I'm trying not to get carried away with August football. However, I came into the offseason with a predilection that the Giants and Jets defenses might be pretty ferocious, and the Giants might be as deep of a defensive front as we have in the league, and it might be pretty multiple, and it might be pretty menacing, and that Aaron Glenn would get the Jets back to a level they were at a couple years ago. And again, small sample size, but I was impressed by both. Do you have any thoughts on those teams maybe being more respectable this year than we've become accustomed to?
The problem that the Giants have
quarterback
in their division, yes, not just quarterback, but also outside, Malik Nabers is not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and I like the run game, but I don't love their run game. And I don't know about their O-line. And sometimes when you have three mid quarterbacks, you have none.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's very hard, especially because the Eagles, you know, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Commanders, they've gotten considerably better as well. It doesn't seem like they're taking their foot off the gas. And as much as, like, the Cowboys, we talk about them way too much in August, they always have those games where they just, like, kill someone. It's just weird. So if Dak Prescott's healthy, Dak Prescott and those Cowboys could be, even though Micah Parsons is, like, this distraction that won't go away. But, like, you know, I don't think that's an – they're not in an easy spot when you don't have a lot, you know, something to be really excited about the quarterback position. And, by the way, the Jets, I think the Jets are going to be better. But I think the Patriots probably end up surpassing them, and it's the Bills to lose.
All eyes were on Shedeur Sanders in his preseason debut last week. Cynthia, what did you think of Shedeur in his start?
Put him in the Hall of Fame. you know, it's nice to see people succeed. Like, I think the Shedeur Sanders, like the pendulum swings way too far no matter what.
Yeah.
He's awful. He's wonderful. He's great. He's a Hall of Famer. He's garbage. Like, it's just too much. You know, he's a rookie. This is a great start. He did exactly what was asked of him. They have a ton of injuries to their quarterback room. The Browns have a lot of question marks, really, besides, you know, Myles Garrett. Like, other than that, I think there's a lot of question marks on all around. Mm-hmm. So as much as it was a promising start, and as much as Shedeur is doing the only thing Shedeur can do to, like, you know, all he can do is play well. He can't do anything else. So let's not give him crazy expectations, but let's also not think he's garbage. Like, let's just be like, hey, he had a really good start. He could find himself as a starter of this for whatever reason, doesn't matter. He could find himself starting games. He could find himself playing games. All he can do is play himself into playing more games. Like, let's not, like, hate him, love it. Like, he's polarizing, and let's just like relax, like temper those expectations. I don't want to be in that division. Like, you're still playing in the AFC North, like no matter what.
Cynthia, let's get to the Cowboys. And I think probably the last time we had you on, I got your thoughts on Micah Parsons, and it seems like they're not any closer. And as a matter of fact, they might be further apart than they were since we last spoke. Just your thoughts on the way the Cowboys are handling Micah Parsons.
I think that if you look, do a deep dive into the, so if you were to say, take the average value of a contract and use that as the value, and then you look at the amount they're actually getting charged on the cap, the Cowboys are actually pretty, like, 275, I'm obviously simplifying, 275, and they're about 275 with a big hit from Dak. You look at other teams, Ravens, who are really smart with how we can legally use things like voidable years, et cetera, and you're getting an average value on the field of, like, $350 million versus over 275, meaning they're able to be smart with the way contracts are written, so you never get into this position. The Cowboys sometimes...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sometimes you have to take your medicine, and they've been doing this since 2015. We've seen contracts be very last minute, very pushed out towards the end, very unstable. And in doing so, then you kind of get this weird, okay, we have to pay in this awkward way. Leverage is unbalanced. And while Dak Prescott's leverage is much different because it's who's going to take a quarterback in September on a team, you know, that's just an unheard of thing to do. Whereas like a pass rusher, I don't think there's a team in the league that couldn't find a way to use Micah Parsons if they could afford him.
Cynthia Freeland, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great one. I can't believe it's 23 days away.
There we go. We are almost there. Football season. IA Hall of Famer Cynthia Freeland, thanks as always. We appreciate you. Coming up next. It's T-Bone time. I don't know how you follow that up.
I can't.
TMI.
No, he's got it all in his marble notebook.
Yeah, there you go.
He's ready to go.
Is that a red marble?
Yeah, it is a red marble.
I don't know that I've seen that before, but yeah, floor is yours. What do you got?
Well, we said about 20 minutes ago, interim manager Tony Mancelino announced that Felix Bautista, Zach Eflin, they're both done for the season. But there were several other announcements. How different could this starting rotation look? We will tell you next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
TMI.
Interim manager Tony Mancelino announced that Felix Bautista, Zach Eflin, they are both done for the season.
Shocker.
Zach Eflin is going to undergo lower back surgery soon. So now you can sort of close the book on the Zach Eflin
qualifying
trade.
Offer bone.
23 starts, 4.48 ERA, 126 and two-thirds innings pitched from last trade deadline.
Four or five trips on the IL. That's the most significant number.
Well, I have one last year and I think three this year.
Yeah, so. And what? Four innings pitched in the playoffs. There you go. Yeah. There you go. That's the one you guys told me they won.
Yeah.
That was the trade deadline trade they won, according to you.
The first
13 starts, yeah. he allowed.
By the way, compared to all the other trades they made,
time bomb.
But compared to all the trades they made, that is their winner.
Then Felix Bautista.
Four innings pitched in the playoffs.
And Tony Mancelino said that Felix has a significant shoulder injury.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know how that could affect his status in 2026. Huh. It sounds like he's going to get an extra opinion.
He will be undergoing a procedure of some sort.
My alarms are really going off there, gentlemen.
This guy traded ASAP before this happened.
Well, you and I agree on this one. Like, this was the guy that could have brought you a return.
He should have been shopped in May. Yes. Hey, he's back. You want him? We're not going anywhere this year. We're gonna sell the people that we think are fools in this town that we're coming back next year. But guess what? We're not going to have a ton of save situations in 2026 either. And, like, this guy's probably never going to be the same again. Let's sell high on him.
Mancelino went on to say that the shoulder injury wasn't something he was dealing with prior to the All-Star break. Then,
well, that's good news.
Updating.
Great.
Then updating some guys.
So unlike Bradish, he wasn't pitching with it all year.
Yes. Yeah. Or it Grayson.
Just, yeah.
For
or
three Grayson. To 4 years.
Yeah, Grayson 4 years.
Yeah. 3 to 4 years.
Just want to make that clear.
Yeah. That's foul territory host Grayson Rodriguez.
Less than 24 hours after being announced being done for the year, he was on with them. Kyle Bradish, though, you bring up him. He's expected to have two more rehab starts and then get activated. Tyler Wells, 2 to 3 more rehab starts. It sounds like a six-man rotation is
because they have six starters.
He did not rule out the fact that Tyler Wells could join the starting rotation, which, guys, to me is baffling.
It's not baffling. It's who they are at their core.
But we were saying last year, even
stubborn till the end.
Prior to Wells having that injury,
they're right,
because they kept yo-yoing him. What was he closing out games in 2022? Your bullpen is on fire right now. You have no proven guys in there for the most part. Why not just stick Wells in there?
Makes too much sense, Bum.
Makes way too much sense.
That's why you can't do it. Got to be difficult and stubborn and obstinate and backwards. That's who they are.
Because Wells, he had the procedure to where he would
you're
be.
You're never
ahead
building
of
him
Kyle
up
Bradish.
Again. To think you're going to build him up as saying. A starter is even by their standards.
Is it poppycock?
Ridiculously silly. It's beyond poppycock.
But he got the procedure done with the internal brace to where that should have had him ahead of Bradish. Bradish is ahead of Wells because Wells has been even more slow played into this. So that's even more of a reason. Like, hey, let's not mess with stretching this guy out.
Full disclosure, we had Tyler Wells on the program a bunch of times. Seems like a really good dude.
Oh, yeah.
His body can't handle starting. There's evidence here. Like, put him in the bullpen. Let him be a leverage arm in the bullpen. He's got limited bullets in that gun.
I would love to see what a real MLB caliber baseball operations staff and general manager would do with this hand that they would be dealt, because it's not a great hand. And I'll tell you right now, the odds of them getting Bradish and Wells even to the finish line of this season with regularity, knowing how they operate and how god-awful they are at their jobs, it's probably not going to happen.
And now you're at the point where you're looking into next year, where you bring up Felix and should have been shopping him more actively prior to the All-Star break. Now your closer, like, that could possibly be compromised for the beginning of the season. Significant shoulder injury?
Yeah. I think the days of counting on him
to be able to close games by himself for a contending team for the entirity of a year. Take the two-inning stuff out of it. Just as a
bona fide
ninth-inning guy, if you go in thinking that's all you need, you're a fool.
And what's really concerning is I felt like they slow played him well. Like, it wasn't like they were overexposing him this year and he was throwing a ton of innings.
No, and the fact that they stunk affected how often he could.
Absolutely. But I felt like they handled him with kid gloves and still got...
They had a chance to sell high on him.
Yep.
They didn't even try.
By the way, update to the update.
By their own admission, didn't try.
Update to the update. Brad is starting Thursday, Wells Friday. Oh. That's according to Rakabatka. So,
love it.
Update to the update. I got that off my phone because the internet's not working on my computer. So, but my phone somehow, the internet is on the same system and it's working. So, a little inside radio for you. That's odd. Ravens, they went swimming today and diving and all this other stuff with Michael Phelps. They held a mental practice. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What's next? Ravens went to the pool today with Michael Phelps, had a mental practice, I guess is what Harbs deemed it. And we'll talk some Ravens right now as we head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Brian, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with something Zach Orr said today. He was talking about Adisa Isaac and David Ajabo and saying they're both finally healthy. So that's a plus. But have you seen anything either at practice or on Thursday night's game that says you feel better about either of these guys than say you did before the start of camp?
Well, first of all, guys, thanks for having me. And yeah, look, I think to your point, starting with they're both on the field.
Yes.
So that's a good start. That's better than what we've seen before the start of camp. Number one, in terms of what I've seen from their play, look, David Ajabo has looked okay at times. I think Isaac has maybe struggled a little bit more getting off blocks and a little bit more and, you know, maybe a little bit less explosive, But these guys are effectively kind of like rookies at this point, right? I mean, they've barely played any football. Isaac certainly played more last year, and we did see Ajabo a bit last year, but 13 games, I believe, off the top of my head. But, you know, not a lot of football for them because of the injury. So that said, you know, I kind of look at it like this is a crowded outside linebacker room, and, you know, there's four guys sort of ahead of them in that pecking order between Van Noy, Owe, Tavius Robinson, and rookie Mike Green. And then you kind of look at it, okay, they're probably going to carry five guys. Maybe they carry six, you know, if they plan on sort of going with fewer D linemen. You know, so maybe they go six outside linebackers and keep them both on the active roster, and then four down linemen. But I think more likely probably five, you would probably go five down linemen and six, five linebackers. So to me, that means the two of them are playing for one spot. And so far, I think Ajabo would probably have a slight edge there. But I think, look, this is they need to get some more reps here in these next couple of games for us to really kind of see. I mean, obviously, Ajabo getting that sack against Indianapolis came off completely unblocked.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure either one of you guys could have gotten to the quarterback at that point. So,
Brian, you put out a feature piece on Rashad Bateman for the Baltimore Sun yesterday, and Bateman had a career year last year after a 2023 season in which there was a serious disconnect between Lamar and Bateman. What do you think led to that improved connection between that duo, and how do you expect him to build off last year in 2025?
Well, I don't know how much it's improved. Truthfully, it's, you know, you see a little more communication. We've seen Rashad Bateman's had a nice camp so far. It helps that they've, you know, they're both on the field. Rashad's been healthy. And he said, you know, last year was truly his first really healthy year. Said even 2023, you know, he told me that he had a lot of pain in his foot throughout the year that he was dealing with. So, you know, I think that's part of it. But there still seems to sometimes be the disconnect. Of course, the one that jumps out is the interception in Buffalo in that divisional round loss. And, you know, Bateman runs an out route effectively, and Lamar throws back toward the middle of the field off his back foot. And, you know, Lamar says there's kind of a miscommunication there, and, you know, he should have looked off the safety and done a better job. So he, you know, certainly took responsibility for that. But yet, you know, it seems like Rashad Bateman ran the right route there, so I'm not sure what that exact disconnect was. So, look, I think at times there is still, and he spoke about this in that piece, there is sometimes, you know, that trying to get on the same page as a quarterback, not just Lamar, but just in general, anybody. You know, there's a lot of nuance within these routes that are run that people sometimes don't understand. And in terms of being on the same page, Rashad said, you know, you've got to make sure you're timing it up with the quarterback, with the offense, so that they know where you're going to be, you know where the ball's going to be, and so forth. So, look, he's coming off a career season last year, both in terms of yards and nine touchdowns during the regular season. There's a lot of mouths to feed on this offense, as we've talked about all offseason. Mm-hmm. But I would expect him to have, you know, a similar type of season this year, simply because, you know, this is a guy who was one of the top separators, as I wrote, in the NFL last season, and I don't expect that to go the other way. I only kind of expect him to sort of progress into that first round talent the Ravens had hoped for when they selected him out of Minnesota.
I don't want to go too crazy about a specialty, about an element of a fake football game in a preseason, but special teams, just everything about it looked a little different to me. They seemed to be a higher level of concentration. There seemed to be more acumen in terms of them playing as a collective, whether in the return game or in coverage. Obviously, individuals, new, bright, shiny rookies, did their thing. But is that something that they can build off of? How badly did they need to start off this campaign on a different foot special teams-wise?
Yeah, and, you know, I think you you're correct in analyzing that, which is funny. When we looked at when we saw the Colts practice 2 days earlier, you know, the Colts popped off a couple of long returns, which is sort of funny. And then to your point in the game, I thought we saw some nice play really across the board from the special teams unit, leaving Tyler Lucas aside for a moment, more so on the coverage and certainly the returns. Look, yep. Dejounte Wester, to me, this is a guy who's comfortable returning the football. I wrote about him for the Baltimore Sun. You know, going back to his early days in high school, he's been returning punts and kickoffs. I think his senior season, he had 7 returns for touchdowns. Again, look, it's grain of salt. It's high school, I understand. But he progressed through college and had success there at FAU, transferred to Colorado for his final season, had success there. This is a kid who plays with a chip on his shoulder. He told me that Devin Hester was an idol of his growing up. He used to watch clips of him on YouTube. You know, and that was very Devin Hester-like.
Yes. When
you watch that return. All his returns, really. You know, there was an aggressiveness to him in the return. But more importantly, as he said, as the coaches have said, he looks comfortable catching the football and did a good job in that, sort of fielding it the way they want him to field, the sort of correct way to field it, square to the ball, facing upfield, no hesitation. So I think that's a positive. And to me, you know, look, they didn't say they haven't given him the job yet, but I don't think there's any, you know, unless something goes awry, I don't see him not having that job. And then, you know, look, the coverage teams, I think were very good. Yeah. And we've seen an improvement there for sure.
Talking with Brian Wackert, Inside Access here on the Fan. Brian, as they get ready for the Cowboys on Friday, is there anything that you're going to have your eyes on, anything you're looking to see in this game on Friday? And do you think we'll see more starters? I know Harps was asked over the weekend about it, and I'm still trying to decide how many guys may suit up.
Yeah, I asked Harbaugh about that, I believe, on Sunday, and because he hadn't, you know, he sort of left the door open when he'd been asked about it earlier. You know, look, that said, and I think by Wednesday, guys will have an answer, because he sort of said, you know, that's sort of the time frame that he would have his mind made up. But frankly, I think his mind's already made up. I mean, you look around the league, as we saw this past week, a number of players went down, and we've already seen it with this team losing 2 cornerbacks at a position that all of a sudden is even thinner. Very good up front, very good on frontline starters. But I think the depth, you know, if another guy were to get hurt, you know, now you're running into some issues. You know, they already lost their Darius Washington before we even got into the games in the off season. So, you know, this is a team. Look, are you going to put Lamar out there? He hasn't played in a preseason game, I think, since what, 2021, which of course everybody remembers J.K. Dobbins going down in the preseason game, lost for the season in that third preseason game against the Commanders. So all this is to say, I just don't see it happening, because if you put Lamar out there, you have to put your left tackle out there, Ronnie Stanley. Yep. He's got an injury history, not worth risking, not a position they have any depth at, really. You know, if you play the wide receivers, i.e. Bateman, Flowers, etc., you know, you probably want to play your starting quarterback, because you don't want to have the backup quarterback putting them in harm's way. And so to me, you start going down the list all of a sudden, you know, how many starters are we going to play? I mean, and really, what's the value of playing a guy for a series? Look, if you're going to make the argument, we're going to play him for half because we've had these slow starts the last couple of years, I think there's some validity to that. I also think it's not worth risking at this point. You know, I don't think playing a guy for a series or two is going to really make that big of a difference. And let's face it, with Lamar, this guy's he did win an MVP 2 years ago, could have won the MVP last year. I don't think playing, you know, a couple of series in preseason is really going to make a difference in the regular season, as we've seen. And it's certainly not going to make a difference come the playoffs.
Brian Wacker covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun. Brian, always great,
man.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
We'll come back. Chris Horton spoke today, special teams coordinator, coming off the game on Thursday night against the Colts. We thought special teams looked good. What did Chris Horton think? We're going to hear from him next here on The Fan. Before we get to the cuts, 410-583-1057, you can win four tickets to the Maryland State Fair, 410-583-1057.
Look out, Beltway, Ben. Yeah. Here comes the deluge.
Yeah. Want your State Fair tickets.
What call are we going to do?
Whatever
we have call to do a number?
Whatever Beltway Ben wants to do. I'll say five, but you can do whatever the hell you want, Ben. You can pick whatever you want.
I say 72.
Okay.
No, that, 70. You're making them work. Yeah, man. Yeah. 72.
Yeah, if it was up to me,
that's more than one bank.
Nothing around here is up to me.
What's wrong with you?
If it was up to me, it would be 72.
Let's hear from Chris Horton, shall we? Special teams coordinator. We gave them their flowers.
Good,
how the special teams looked, yes, in preseason game one. Here's Chris Horton talking about his punt returner, LaJonte Wester.
It's him being aggressive. I think it's him making decisions on the fly, right? That first one, it was a short ball. He obviously checked outside and realized that the gunners were nowhere close to him, and he had an opportunity to field that ball and get vertical. You know, those are the things that we saw on his college tape. A young guy that can cleanly field the ball and that is not afraid to catch the ball in traffic. I do believe if someone was in his face and he needed to use the fair catch, he would have done that. But I love everything he did in the game. And obviously, the next play was even better, right? The touchdown. Here's a kid we talk about just being able to field the ball first, and then everything after that is a plus. He has all the after the catch ability, and he showed that on that second rep.
I'm glad he said field the ball first, because last year those guys had a little bit of a problem with that. But he passed the first test.
This was not just sort of rudimentary, he belongs in the NFL stuff. This was, whoa, both returns, jump out of your seat type stuff, making people miss, being completely at ease and in control of a situation. Again, I get it's against some dudes who probably won't play in the NFL, yada, yada, yada. But it was the task at hand, and he passed with flying colors. And then even to back it up by running some decent routes and catching the football on offense too. You could not have asked for a better debut.
Absolutely not. The first one, running into a couple of guys, it looked like a mess. He made something out of nothing, and then his second punt return, 87 yards to the house. The Ravens had nothing anywhere near that type of performance from a punt returner all year long last year. They didn't have a return for a touchdown all season.
To hear more from Chris Horton speaking today after practice, and Tyler Loop missed that first field goal on Thursday. What did Horton see on that first field goal?
I saw the exact same thing. You know, I just tried to reach for it, and the kick foot hit the ground before the ball, and he just kind of missed it. But you know, you saw on the next one, on the 52 yarder, the kid's got all the confidence in the world to come out and, you know, just bang balls out there and make field goals.
He's banging balls out there, and he made the he drilled the second one, which was further, I think 52 yards.
Hey, better to respond to adversity than to end your evening on a lower note. Again, he's going to miss kicks. He's going to have bad games. The deeper we get into this, and the more he shows himself, the more I think that the leash might be a little longer than we might have guessed the night he was drafted.
Yeah, I still wonder how they approach the beginning portion of the schedule in terms of fourth down aggressiveness. Does he get that 52-yard attempt in Buffalo week one, or perhaps even beyond that? I'm interested in seeing that the first month of the year.
Chris Horton continuing to talk about Tyler Loop. He says he wants to see consistency.
The thought process is for us to just be consistent, right? I talked about this last week. In the last 2 years, 80% of our kicks, PATs and kicks included, came from under 40 yards. So we want to be good at the 80%. And we're working on that process for those longer kicks. Again, he has the leg strength to do that, but let's be good at where we need to be good at first.
It is amazing, and I know this is not just Tyler Loop, but the leg strength of these kickers and the accuracy of these kickers. Jason, when we were younger, like, Morton Anderson, who's a Hall of Fame kicker, like, his kicking percentages, they don't match up to what these guys are doing, the good ones are doing now.
Dude, the Jacksonville guy had a 70-yarder.
Yeah, it's
70.
It's advancing in leaps and bounds. But look, the offense is the star here. So four downs for Monk and Lamar and whoever else is involved in the plays, like, that's not a bad thing, and they should be looking – to maximize their ability to keep the offense on the field. Because when the offense is on the field, you at least still have the potential to end that drive with 7 or 8 points. And that does not exist with a kicker involved. And yeah, it's about making the ones that everybody should make. And then we see how things advance, you know, 50 and above as we get deeper into the season. To Bone's point, I don't think they're going to be having him ideally trying 55-yard field goals in his first NFL game in a riotous environment in the last opening day they're ever going to play in that dump of a stadium in Buffalo. Like, I don't.
City of Losers?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't say that.
No, I've heard that.
That's Aloysius.
That's not us.
That's not us.
He keeps getting lumped in with us, though.
Yeah.
He does.
He showed me his Ravens credential the other night. It said 105.7 The Fan. And obviously, when they put him up, when they put his likeness up
on that
old school scoreboard with the lighting from like 1970.
The light bright?
Yeah, the light bright kind of pictures. Yeah. It said it gave us credit for him.
He is, the Hall of Fame's named after him.
Yeah.
That is, but we need to be factual here.
Yes.
He called Buffalo the city of losers well after he moved on from the Fans.
Yes, he moved on to greener pastures well before.
He wasn't even half blown around when he did that.
He wasn't
even a quarter blown.
No, he was zero blown, except for appearances here. That's all. Hey, coming up next, we have the Hot Corner, and obviously the Orioles start a 3-game series against the Mariners tonight. But more importantly, the news from Tony Manzalino pregame. A lot of pitching news to digest, and most of it not good. That's next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.